Prepare yourself
for talk radio
experience
like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
Well, last September, the North American Union government met in secret in Canada, and now they've met again, but publicly, putting out their propaganda. Before the show ends, I'll get into that news. Ties into the toll roads, ties into the open borders, the amnesty, all of it. We're going to go to your calls now. The toll-free number is 877-590-5525. That's 877-590-KLBJ, or locally in Central Texas, 836-0590. Whether you're listening in Illinois or Norfolk, Virginia, or Kansas City, or out in California or Tennessee, upstate New York, you're welcome to call in, or anywhere on the internet, satellite, or shortwave for that matter. But let me just recap. I can't put this in words how important the story is. We know that the Oklahoma City bombing was an inside job, carried out to bring America into a police state and get the FBI and BATF more funding. We know most people in government weren't involved in it and are good people. It's the criminals running it that are involved in it. And we know that McVeigh was a patsy. We know there were Iraqis involved. We know that there were white supremacists involved. But as patsies being directed by the FBI, and now here comes the mainstream news, Nichols, McVeigh had high-level help, FBI help. Oklahoma City bombing conspirator Terry Nichols says a high-ranking FBI official apparently was directing Timothy McVeigh in the plot to blow up a government building and might have changed the original target of the attack, according to a new affidavit filed in U.S. District Court in Utah. Salt Lake City Tribune headline, Nichols, McVeigh had high-level FBI help. And it goes on, the official and other conspirators are being protected by the federal government in a cover-up to escape its responsibility for the loss of life in Oklahoma. The evidence points towards bombs inside and the government running the op. Others are saying, well, it was a sting gone bad. Yeah, where they cook the bomb and train everybody as usual. Documents that supposedly help back up his allegations have been sealed to protect information in them, such as Social Security numbers and dates of birth. The U.S. Attorney's Office in Utah had no comment on the allegations. The FBI and Justice Department in Washington, D.C. also declined comment. And he goes on to say Nichols does not know the motive the government would have to be involved in the bombing. The affidavit was filed in a lawsuit brought by Salt Lake City attorney Jesse Trinidad, who believes his brother's death in federal prison was linked to the Oklahoma City bombing. The suit, which seeks documents from the FBI under the Federal Freedom of Information Act, alleges that authorities mistook Kenneth Trinidad for a bombing conspirator, who they also tortured to death and hung, and that guards killed him in an interrogation that got out of hand. And it goes on from there, and that's how he got involved in this. Now, they were able to see the documents before they were sealed. We now have gotten the documents when they were unsealed, minus, and we're the only people that have these now. Now, you can get them at prisonplanet.com, minus the exhibits. He went back to the judge and got the basic filing unsealed, and we have that up on the websites for you right now. This is so important, but here is the Desert News. The most shocking allegation in the 19-page signed declaration is that Nichols' assertion that the whole bombing plot was an FBI operation and that McVeigh let slip during a bout of anger that he was taking instruction from former FBI official Larry Potts. And going back to the Salt Lake City Tribune article, McVeigh told him, Nichols, he was recruited for underground missions while serving in the military. According to Nichols, he says he learned sometime in 95 that there had been a change in the bombing target and that McVeigh was very upset about that. Just goes on and on and on. And the big news here is this has been in two newspapers and on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. Has even been on the front page of Google News. If you type in Oklahoma City bombing, it's the our stories are number one, meaning they're getting the most visitors, and it's being accepted by Google as news to go through a vetting process because they went and researched it. It's been one of the number one stories on Dig.com, which is like 54 on the web. Was 55 last week. Give you an idea, Drudge is like 500 and something. In ranking. This is a huge story in the underground media, which is now becoming the dominant media because mainstream media refuses to report on this. Let's go ahead and talk to Tony in Arlington. And you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex. Where do I start? Man, I'm sick.
Yeah.
Well, it's a good thing the mainstream media is covering important stories like, you know, Britney shaving her head. And,
oh, that's the cover of Newsweek. I was in a grocery store this morning. It's Girls Gone Bad, Girls Gone Wild. Oh, my, this is so important. Anna Nicole Smith, who cares?
Yeah, isn't that great? My couple questions quickly, Alex. I know you're,
well, let me just ask you, because I just spent an hour not taking calls trying to condense it all down. I mean, was that, could you follow that? I mean, was that put together well, or?
It was very cogent. No, it was very well put together.
It's such a big issue.
Well, here's the thing that has me livid. It's not breaking in the Salt Lake City Tribune. My question is, when or how do you think the smoking gun evidence, the part of the what is sealed, do you think that will ever see the light of day in the mainstream media? The second thing is, if it does, do you see this as a possible watershed? O.K.C. was bad enough. I'm not diminishing that, and I'm certainly not diminishing your work. You're the tip of
But it points towards 9/11, and if we can prove O.K.C. was an inside job, then the logical extension is 9/11.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, A leads to B, and if they can do that, you know, what can't they do? I mean, you know, what won't a rat do at that point?
Well, let's go back to what you said earlier. And, you know, basically, will this break? Will this come out?
Yeah.
There have been three separate lawsuits by insurance companies and others, and the feds would never release the surveillance video of the bombing happening. And we have newscasts, the documents, it's all in Road to Tyranny, where people can go to Google Video, type in The Road to Tyranny, watch my film for free. You can buy it on DVD at InfoWars.com if you want, but don't let that stop you. Go watch it for free. And you'll see all the newscasts. You'll witness it all for yourselves. I mean, this right. is admitted. So we have FBI agents who went public and said, yeah, it's McVeigh with these Arabs. Okay, and that fits in, and we know that they were there, but we know they were on federal payroll. This is all part of these black ops. So, no, I don't think they're going to release these sealed documents. The problem is that some lawyers out there have them, and who knows if they're going to be surfacing.
Well, I'm just livid, Alex. I started this, you know, after 9/11. I was a skeptic, quite honestly. I heard of you. I visited your website. I said, nah, just another kook. Well, you know what? I did some research on my own, and I'm college-educated. I've got a background that, you know, I'm very interested in 9/11 for personal reasons, and I've seen the light. I mean, you can't deny certain things, and I'll let you go, but I just wanted to say if there's any way this can see the light of day and hit the mainstream news just for a day or two, maybe it'll wake some more folks up.
I hear you. I mean, frankly, I've got a family. I enjoy my life. I don't even like covering issues like this. This is dangerous, folks. And, I mean, I'm here witnessing all this. I'm here covering this. Trinity comes on the show and says, yeah, you really broke this 3 years ago. We laid this out a long time before that. And, but they killed those people. They killed those children in that daycare. They did it to turn America into a police state. And somebody's got to stand up. Somebody's got to fight this. Let's go ahead and talk to Robert in Austin. Robert, you're on the air.
Yes, Alex. How's it going?
Good.
About the OKC thing, I have a question later, but first, on FoxNews.com today, if you go to the latest news, you'll see smart cams to flag suspicious behavior.
Yeah, they're going to put cameras in all of the backs of the seats just to watch your every movement on the airplanes with computers analyzing it. It's more fraud than the lie detector ever was. It's just an excuse to totally surveil us. Let me give you one new. They're going to put them in all the new cars, but go ahead.
Okay, get this. This is from the article. Surveillance cameras are common in many cities, monitoring tough street corners to deter crime, watching over sensitive government buildings, etc. Then it says the innovations could mean fewer people would be needed to watch what they record and make it easier to install more in public places and private homes.
Well, that's right. The Houston police chief, and I'm not making this up, was in the Associated Press last year. Just type into Google, Houston police chief wants cameras in homes. And they didn't say criminals' homes. That's how it'll start. No, everybody's house needs cameras with the police watching you. Sir, they put cameras in thousands of school bathrooms. Okay, I remember 8 years ago, almost 9 years ago, in 1999, I guess 8 years ago, seeing the Associated Press report that in Michigan they put them in the stalls in highway stops. I mean, again, it's 1984. You've got a decadent, dumbed-down public that has no idea what's being set up. Quickly, your OKC comment. I got to go to break.
Yes, I was wondering. You've talked about this before, but the results of the bombing. Was there any legislation passed, or did they try to pass anything, or is it just sort of a psyop?
Yes. Let me break that down when we get back. I appreciate your call. Stay with us. More calls, more news. Straight ahead.
how's it going?
Gosh, I'm not doing so well. Even though I'm doing everything I'm supposed to do, my blood sugar is way out of control.
Oh, Jane, I'm sorry to hear that.
I have to monitor my blood sugar again. If there was only something natural I could take that would help control my blood sugar that really works.
Have you tried Sucroblast?
For millions of Americans who can't keep their high blood sugar levels off their minds, there's Sucroblast. Sucroblast is the all-natural way to help keep your high blood sugar levels under control. For a limited time, you can get a free consultation from a Sucroblast specialist. Call 1-800-99-HEALTHY. That's 1-800-99-HEALTHY. Or visit them on the web at MyBloodSugarBreakthrough.com. That's MyBloodSugarBreakthrough.com.
So, Jane, what do you think?
I'm going to call Sucroblast to set up a free consultation right now.
Excellent, Jane. You'll be glad you did.
Ted Anderson for Midas, February 23rd, 2007. Gold, 683.10. Ounce gold coins are at 704.92, 355.01 for half, 177.48 for quarter ounce. That's 704.92, 355.01, 177.48. On June 4th, 1963, an unknown presidential decree, Executive Order 11,110, was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Raging for the truth. Exposing corruption. Dismantling the false left-right paradigm. He's Alex Jones.
All right, I just typed into Google Oklahoma bombing into the news, and into their news area, and it says KTEN-TV at Oklahoma City did report on it. Oklahoma City bombing. Conspirator Terry Nichols now claims a former top official of the FBI was behind the bombing plot. Nichols says in a statement from a federal lawsuit that bomber Timothy McVeigh identified Deputy FBI Director Larry Potts as the man directing the scheme. And it says, Potts says the claim is nonsense and ridiculous, and the FBI calls Nichols' allegations completely without any factual basis. But then the story continues. Nichols' statement gives no explanation why an FBI official would want a federal building bombed. Why would Hitler, when he was German chancellor, want to bomb his own Capitol building to have total control and scare the people into submission and get more funding and set up the Third Reich? That's why, 2 months after being elected on February 27th, 1933, he did that. That's why it's now declassified. Our government staged the Gulf of Tonkin attack to kick off Vietnam in 64. That's why our government's declassified hundreds of other examples of where they've staged terror attacks overseas to blame it on foreign enemies. In fact, I have the Times of London today and one other mainstream news article. In fact, where is that? It's in my big stack here. I had that. Oh, there's a London Telegraph on it. U.S. funds terror groups to sow chaos in Iran. And they've got terror groups running around blowing stuff up. Oh, here, right here. Here, today. This is today. How many more articles? It's just constant. Stop being so naive out there.
The cameras in the bathrooms are for our safety. I think the Houston police chief's right. We need cameras in our houses. But the border needs to be wide open.
I said I'd go to your calls. You know, the callers are pretty much asking the same question. Will the big national media cover this? Will more documents ever come out? It doesn't even matter if they do at a certain level because most people won't even go read it and the media will ignore it. But over time, people are waking up. We can't wait 40 years or something like Gulf of Tonkin, though. This needs to come out now, and it is. And I swore a long time ago to fight the globalists and find out the truth, and I found out OKC was an inside job months after it happened. I was watching local access TV, and somebody here locally had gone and gotten the newscast and put them all together. I was watching like 2 hours of newscast put back to back. There they are taking the bombs out. The bombs. Look at the pillars shattered. The bombs inside. Police going, yeah, the BATF was here seconds after it happened. BATF's on video going, we were told not to come in. Our pagers. Let's see, they weren't involved, those people. They were warned not to come in. They're pagers. This is real stuff. We're not saying they're all terrorists. I don't even know if Larry Potts really did this. This could be some elaborate disinfo. We're just here reporting this and covering this. And listen, it's admitted there's a cover-up. It's admitted he went directly to Ashcroft in 2004. Larry Nichols did with all these documents, and it turns out it was in the trial in the late 90s there in Denver, and it turns out all this got covered under national security. And now the media tried to get in to interview Nichols for years, and they wouldn't let the media, but a lawyer was able to get in because you can't block lawyers. This is the bottom line. Let's go ahead and talk to Lewis in New Jersey. Lewis, you're on the air. Then we'll go to Kevin and others. Lewis, thank you for holding her on the air worldwide.
Thanks for having me, Alex. I just wanted to let you know, like you said, there are mountains of evidence proving our situation concerning Oklahoma City and the New World Order overall, their crimes. And I wanted to just encourage you, you know, that we need to focus on the solutions that we have at our disposal. And
well, the biggest solution right now is waking up the generally dumb public that can't find Iraq on a map that'll form some policy in their head. You know, the answer is exposing the New World Order's gun control, their open borders, their North American Union, how they stage terror. You know, how the environmental groups predominantly are nothing but a bunch of land grabbers for global corporations. You know, I'm here hitting the key, and I believe the solution is going to every hill and mountain and crying from the rooftops that this stuff's going on. And it is working. We are waking people up.
Definitely. And I just want to comment on my delight at seeing the effect of stories like this on the alternative media and its position. And I just wanted to ask your opinion in connection with all of this. You know, we know that they carry out these crimes. And I recently learned that you know, as far as I can tell, the U.S. is actually a private corporation at this point.
A private corporation. This is officially registered in 1913. The Federal Reserve registered the District of Columbia, and the district was then expanded to be the corporate rulers of this country. They then began abolishing all the original constitutional powers to the legitimate federal government and the states. Okay, and then from that point, they began giving new powers into the new corporate system and administrative law judges. So they created a parallel shadow government, then started erasing the real government, and then now are announcing the shadow government as the legitimate government and claiming the constitutional government is illegitimate. Does that make sense? Let's go ahead, and I appreciate your great questions, sir. They're excellent. Yes, the District of Criminals, the District of Columbia is a private corporation, and it is registered in Puerto Rico, and it's basically owned by the Bank of England. Go research it, private shareholders. It's come out mainstream news now. It's just part of the insane asylum we live in. It's part of the total fakeness, the stagedness of almost everything we see, but it's there. The truth is there if you want to find out about it. Let's go ahead and talk to Kevin in Kansas. Welcome. You're on the air worldwide.
Hey, Alex, how's it going? I'm out here in Manhattan, Kansas, and I just wanted to let you know the good old Bill Clinton's going to be out here to give one of his speeches.
Well, Barack Obama came to town Friday, and I took the day off to be with family, but my crew and other great folks went out there and confronted him, and the local 9/11 truthers got signs up saying, investigate 9/11. 9/11's an inside job. You can look at those photos. Huge signs. Took over the whole event. You can go look at those at jonesreport.com, but go ahead.
Yeah, it would just be great if there would be some like-minded people out here to want to fight the New World Order, but it's kind of hard. I'm kind of in the rut of the neocons out here in Manhattan, Kansas, so it's kind of hard to break through to people. I hand out your films to some of my college professors and hand some out to the students, but people out here, I mean, it is just totally 1984.
Yeah, but you know, 5 years ago, it was like that everywhere I went. Now everywhere I go, the majority are awake, so just keep working, keep planting your seeds. Anything else?
No, I just want to say if there's anybody that's in Manhattan and they want to go protest when Bill Clinton comes down and into town, and maybe we can shine light to some of these new Oklahoma City.
Yeah, because you told the folks that answered the phone, it says Oklahoma City and Bill Clinton. I mean, maybe go confront Clinton about that.
Yeah, that'd be great. That'd be nice. I just was calling to see if there's any like-minded people that are out here in Manhattan that'd like to go do that with me.
Well, do you have an email or something?
Yeah, kdb@ksu.edu.
All right, bro. I appreciate it. Let's go ahead and talk to James in Indiana. You're on the air. Go ahead, James.
Yeah, Alex. I want to talk about the motive for the Oklahoma City bombing.
Okay.
It's very important. I've heard you say a couple of times about funding. And
the omnibus crime bill had failed 6 months before, and they got it to sail through right after the bombing.
Okay, I kind of agree with you, but I disagree with you more because I think the motive is bigger than that. I think the motive was...
That was only one part of it.
Yeah.
Demonize the constitutional patriot militia movement that was exploding at the time.
Yeah. There was a patriot movement, a strong patriot movement, because you have to remember the times. The biggest enemy to the government at the time was the patriot movement. And it was gaining momentum with Ruby Ridge, the disaster there, and Waco was...
Oh, listen, there were... Listen, the Oklahoma State House... Stay there, I'm going to put you on hold, okay? I want you to be able to finish up. The Oklahoma State House was about to pass an amendment against the UN at the state level to start the UN pullout with a UN free zone. You're absolutely on target with that. PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com are the websites. More calls and North American Union news on the other side as well. Stay with us.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN news bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there's a very real chance that you'll now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach those financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control, get relief, get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Hello?
Hey, it's me. I got something, man, I want you to look at.
What? What is it now?
It's called OneYearToRetire.net. When you get home, I want you to go to OneYearToRetire.net.
Come on, you gotta be kidding. 1 year to retire. When are you going to get it through your head that there is no quick fix, no free lunch?
I know. I agree with you. This isn't like that. It's an ingenious system that's designed to help you retire in 1 year. I was skeptical, too, but the system is free, and when I looked at it, I was sure it would work. What have you got to lose? It's free.
Well?
All you have to do is go to OneYearToRetire.net and get a free system. It only takes a minute. You've got nothing to lose and everything to gain.
Go to OneYearToRetire.net. That's OneYearToRetire.net. Or call 888
888-200-0265. That's 888-200-0265.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems? Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Corruption never had a worse enemy. You're locked into the Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back, my friends. Continuing with your phone calls at 877-590-5525, 877-590-KLBJ, or locally 836-0590 if you're listening in Central Texas. Continuing with your calls. Going back to James in Indiana, James thinks they had a different motive. Now, I hadn't elaborated, sir. Obviously, the militia movement was exploding, but the mainline patriot movement was exploding. Bill Clinton, you know, the news, FBI agents had quit. Who worked at the White House and gone public about their first day at work. Everybody was wearing red linen pins, and there were crack pipes on the Christmas tree, and communist Soviet slash Chinese generals in the White House, and all the rest of it. And so there was a huge rebellion in government itself taking place. So it was mainly to make the government circle the wagons against the American people, and they blew up our federal building. Let's get them. Let's get them. And that's what it was really all about. So I agree with you. Go ahead.
Yes, that's exactly right. And McVeigh wanted to get caught. And it was what McVeigh represented was the motive for the bombing, the main one, in my opinion, because if you're going to, you're not going to take off the license plate of your car right before you commit a horrible, you know, giant terrorist act. Okay, and that's in Nichols' recent file that you have on your website, the...
Yeah, that he didn't know why at the rental space that McVeigh had when he went there later to try to get rid of evidence when he learned what had happened, that the license plate and a hand grenade was there.
Right. He took off the license plate of his car. That's why he got pulled over, because he was speeding away from the bombing in a car with no license plate on it while he was fully armed and wearing a T-shirt saying, basically, I'm a patriot militia guy. And he had, for some reason, I don't know why he would do this.
But a gun on the dashboard.
Yes, he had a gun. He was loaded. And he had 2 pages of the Turner Diaries photocopied. That was talking about a bombing against the government. Turner Diaries was, you know, they could throw that on them. Bad
written by Dr. Yeah, Dr. William Pierce. Yeah, absolutely. Very educated caller on all that. And this is all the little pieces of the puzzle. And then you've got Iraqis mixed into it. I mean, this is just classic black op with all this confusion, all these different fallback plans, all these different fallback patsies, amazing stuff. And that's why folks have got to go to prisonplanet.com. And check out for yourselves the research, the information. Go read the affidavit for yourself. In fact, before I go back to more of your calls and shift gears into North American Union Summit news that just happened Friday and Saturday, let me just go through some notes I've written concerning this. Where is the media? This should be a national story, regardless of whether people think it's credible or not. I believe it is, that you've got the guy who would never, basically confess to all this now going, yes, I was set up, I was a patsy, here are the documents, here are the names, we tried to put this on during the trial, we weren't allowed to, here it all is, and it's in a couple newspapers and one or two TV stations locally in Oklahoma have picked it up. But the good news is, in the past, the mainline media could bury things. You cannot bury this stuff now. So go to PrisonPlanet.com, get the affidavit, get the documents, get the news articles, and email it to the Four Winds. And again, my film, 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, is 3 hours long. And the first 20, 30 minutes is admitted examples of our government staging terror, not our government, but the criminals that run it. They say they're our government. Then we spend 45 minutes on Oklahoma City. We spend like five on the first World Trade Center attack. We show the New York Times where the FBI cooked the bomb, trained the driver, let it go forward. It's so important that you find out why they do this. Problem, reaction, solution. They create the problem, they create the crisis, and then they offer the solution when you're scared. It's that simple. But here are some of the other notes that I have, and there's just so many. The FBI and Congressman Dana Rohrabacher earlier this year went and interviewed Nichols. Nichols wanted to talk to the congressman alone. The FBI insisted they be there. Rohrabacher said, listen, I'm only here to talk about when you travel to the Philippines and the Arab connection. For those that don't know, that's Project Bojinka, the blow-up airplanes they're trying to connect him to, which is tied to Ramzi Youssef, another clear operative. And wouldn't discuss the other evidence with him. He's been blocked from talking to the media since 2004 when he first tried to contact Attorney General, then Attorney General John Ashcroft. And there was a prison order put in that he couldn't talk to the media after that. A lawyer was able to get in there and get this deposition. That's what we put out. Though the exhibits A through G have been sealed, and I have the federal order here in front of me on that. And we have the attempted setup in the document where they were trying to connect it to gun shows and the Second Amendment. McVeigh was going around under FBI direction, this reports, to do that. We know that informants who were outside of the conspiracy kept saying they're planning to bomb the Alfred P. Murrah building, and they kept being told, shut up, you're off the case, you'll be indicted if you tell anybody what you know. They'd go public. People were going public before the bombing, and then they would be indicted and beat the case. There's just so many points here. We're writing a big article about this right now. Another really important area that's in the affidavit, and that is in paragraph 35. Let me go to paragraph 35 here. I try to take a little vacation down at Port Aransas with my wife and children for 2 days, and I just sat there in front of the computer researching and reading lawsuits the entire time. But it goes into how McVeigh built a bomb a lot smaller than what they claimed, at least half the size, that it wouldn't work, that the ammonium nitrate had been stolen more than a year before and had gotten wet, and that McVeigh tried to do a test bomb in a jar and that it didn't explode, only the detonator exploded, and he was real mad. It goes into how Attorney Stephen Jones, in the case, entered the documents with the real drawings of this. Now, it doesn't fit in with the book written with some clear establishment types claiming that he did build this incredibly powerful bomb. Why was that important? Because even if the truck was solid plastic explosives, military grade of the highest power, it wouldn't be able to knock out columns further back and cut them off perfectly while not knocking down columns that were right up against the truck, you know, just very close to the truck. And it goes through all of that. It's just so many facets. This fits with everything we know and the research that we've done here. Let's go ahead and take another call. Let's go to Paula in Florida. Paula, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yeah, hi, Alex. I saw the thing about the North American Union and the other one from Switzerland. And it looks like they were trying to say all this is being done for economic reasons.
Oh, it's going to help you to have a North American Union. It's going to be wonderful, yes.
Yeah, sure.
Just like NAFTA helped us, the big giant sucking sound that Ross Perot talked about.
Yeah, well, it's Ron Paul. Is he still going to put that resolution through?
He has introduced legislation to pull us out of NAFTA and GATT and the SPP, Security and Prosperity Partnership. He's introduced legislation to abolish the Federal Reserve, and he is running for president. I appreciate your call, Paula. Now shifting gears, when we get back in the final segment, we'll take a few calls on the North American Union. For those that don't know, in March of 2005, President Bush with Canadian Prime Minister Paul Martin and Mexican President Vicente Fox secretly, the details of the agreement are still secret, signed the Security and Prosperity Partnership. Then, last year, the SPP met in September in Western Canada, and Judicial Watch sued and got the documents from the Department of Labor. They couldn't get the documents from the Justice Department. They refused to release them. We have the minutes of the main meeting where the first thing the heads of our government, Canadian and Mexican governments, say is we've got to keep this secret that it's a North American union from the American people. This is at judicialwatch.org. We've written articles on it. World Net Daily has, Human Events has, a few other major publications have, but Lou Dobbs has talked about it, but that's it. Imagine a secret agreement almost 2 years ago Bush signs. They meet in secret last September again, and the whole meeting is about keeping it secret from the public and how to set up a North American Union carbon tax and how to do it stealthily. Well, now Canada.com, Canadian Free Press, one of their biggest publications, reports, North American political leaders meet in Ottawa. And you read it, and it says they're meeting to deflect criticism and tell everybody it's okay, and they just want to harmonize our laws, police, and military to keep us all safe. We'll break it down when we get back. But you got the general public. They call their congressmen or women, and they say it doesn't exist. Congress has no authority over this. They've been kept completely in the dark. Most bills aren't even read. Did you know that? Well, there was never even a bill brought forward. They're just doing all of this. All right, we'll be right back on the other side with the final segment. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Stay with us.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing list you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-451-3580 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-451-3580. 1-800-451-3580.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Crushing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones.
We're here every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. That's 5 to 7 Eastern. I want to thank all of our affiliate sponsors, listeners, the great folks running the show, Paul and Trey. All right, I want to go to your calls. John in the Netherlands, Paul and Bastrop and others. We're going to go to your calls here in just a few minutes. But the Security and Prosperity Partnership, SPP, the agreement between Mexico and Canada is secret. But then we got the four-year documents from last year's meeting in January, thanks to Judicial Watch. The whole thing's about secrecy. They say it's the North American Union. The chairman of the thing is Robert Pastor from the Council on Foreign Relations, who's written towards North American integration, towards the North American Union. They have meetings on C-SPAN and admitted to that in the past. That's how we know about it. Just like the European Union started as a so-called trade deal. Now, this is from the Canadian press. It says, North American political leaders meet in Ottawa. The North American ministers deflected criticism that they had consulted only big business for their talks on trade and security rules, suggesting Friday that there are different venues for public interest and labor groups to raise their concerns and suggestions. That's because of last year meeting in secret. And it's three leaders from each country, the Secretary of State, the military leader, and their homeland security leader, or the same designate office, meet and make the decisions. And they say, oh, this way the bureaucracy doesn't hold it up. You mean the Congress? You mean the parliaments? Just incredible. Now listen to this and read between the lines. The SPP was struck by leaders of the three countries in 2005, secretly I would add, to enhance the continent's competitiveness. Oh, it'll be so good for us. But for at least the first year, received little attention with their dry talk on regulations and cutting down on paperwork. Recently, nationalist groups and politicians in Canada and the United States have raised alarm bells over the lack of formal consultation with either civil society or legislatures. And you got to go, this is a 10-page report from the Canadian Free Press. It's a good report. Some of the issues that the ministers discussed during their meetings included finalizing a North American plan for dealing with the flu pandemic, that means a martial law grid, and another on a common regulatory environment in all three countries. That means laws, harmonizing laws, integration, continental integration is what it's called, that could include common food safety rules. That's already happening. That's part of the animal ID. Canadians, says Canada regularly, currently has more stringent rules for fortified products. That's the Codex Alimentarius banning most over-the-counter vitamins and total regulation. Right there. Insiders say the value of the SPP is that it puts the weight of ministers and national leaders behind projects that might normally languish for years among bureaucrats. You mean the legislatures and parliaments. Those aren't bureaucracies. You are. The issue of public consultation was at least identified during their meetings. In the final statement released by the ministers, they said they discussed the importance of transparency and communication with stakeholders and the public. Stakeholders means the corporations that are global. When you hear that, run for the hills. In DP leader Jack Layton raised the issue during Friday's question period in the Commons. The fact is, these discussions are worrisome to all Canadians. They have been incredibly secret from the get-go, and there has been little public input, Layton said. The government has not sought out the opinion of Parliament or the public on it. Of course, the Conservatives think they know best. I'm talking about the fake government, it's not conservative. And it just goes on and on, folks. So now they're having to go public with it, but spinning it, claiming it's for the economy. No, it was the three leaders of each country over the infrastructure meeting last year with over 200 CEOs to lobby, basically, and discuss the payoffs. This is racketeering, this is criminal, and Lou Dobbs has said it, not just Alex Jones. Let's talk to John in the Netherlands. You're on the air. Welcome.
Yeah, well, great show, Alex.
Thank you.
I'm a big fan of you. Yes, I'm from the Netherlands. My name is John Kulis.
You have Queen Beatrix, the third most rich person on earth, yes.
I know. I just want to expose her, too, in the Netherlands. I do my job well.
Well done.
Listen, we have, on the Wikipedia, we have a page concerning the Oklahoma City bombing, and if you look at the section on conspiracy theories, I want to hear your response to that.
I looked at that just two nights ago. It says a few people think they're stupid conspiracies. Yes. Just a few people. Oh, yes. Just a
and
few people know the facts.
Interest is that Congressman in 2006, Dana Rohrabacher, I don't
yes.
know if you pronounce it well,
yes.
but she mentioned on CNN that there's nothing wrong with adding to a conspiracy theory when there might be a conspiracy fact.
No, he's the guy that, it's a male, he went and he's in the affidavit. He went and interviewed Nichols. The government shielded this because they're scared to death.
Wow. I found it interesting. You know, this Oklahoma bombing sitting was being broadcast on local television Amsterdam on Exposure TV in 1995. So we were very fast in exposing all the information that was available then. And yes.
So it was on your television then, how there were bombs inside and all that?
Yes, including that there were a bomb expert explaining there must be two bombs, including
the former head of Air Force Weapons Development and countless others. Look, this all came out in the grand jury, and the FBI came to the grand jury foreman's house and put their hands on their guns and said, shut up or it's over for you.
Including that they can actually register if there's a tiny earthquake. You need this device.
It showed the classic demolition, boom, 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 boom.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
And they concede that.
University of Oklahoma, yeah. U.S. Geological Survey, two separate seismograph systems picked up the same signature.
Yes, and that's what convinced me that there's more going on than only one bomb.
Well, I have the actual seismograph reports. It's incredible.
Yes, I still, you know, that was my eye-opener, that the media is controlled and, you know, we have to have a alternative media. I think we have a good, great slogan that we are the media.
We are the media. The mainstream media is controlled, but the mainstream media is having to let more and more of this come out now because they're becoming obsolete. They're not even in the game anymore. Their viewers, their readers, their listeners are imploding. Alternative media is exploding. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's talk to Joe in Ohio, and then we'll go to Paul. Go ahead, Joe.
Alex, in less than 60 days, Mexican is going to cut 100 trucking companies to run free in our country.
Yeah, that came out in the AP yesterday that they're going to have, quote, you know, these companies. Sir, they've had Mexican trucks driving the length and breadth of the country for at least 3 years. We're in the North American Union. It's happening. The state police have been told, you know, leave them alone. They're going to be under different rules. It's just the destruction of our country. But now they're announcing it to the public. Kind of like they passed the law for the national ID card 2 years ago. Now they're getting around to announcing it on the news. Go ahead and comment on that if you like.
They're driving junk. The guys are running three drivers to a truck. They're cutting holes in the bottom of the sleeper.
Well, sir, it's just like Bank of America and Wells Fargo. No ID needed to get a bank account, but if you're a citizen, three forms of ID. And the state police, this even came out in Tennessee last year, they were told, leave them alone. This is the new America. Okay, if it helps destroy the country and the sovereignty, the police and the system were told, give them a go. A get-out-of-jail-free card. American citizens are the fat, dumb, and happy cattle that'll take anything, so we're going to get it. We're going to get anything. We're going to have the president sign secret agreements to destroy our country, and we're supposed to all just shut up about it. And, yes, I know how junky these trucks are and the problems they're causing. It makes me sick.
All right, Alex, you're doing a great job. Keep it up.
Thank you. I appreciate your call. Let's talk to Paul in Bastrop, final caller. You're on the air, Paul. Go ahead.
Good evening, Alex. You know, a lot of this is becoming so transparent. I mean, it's been transparent to me for years, starting with Waco and a little before that. Surely we have somebody on the national figure, possibly a presidential candidate,
Ron Paul,
that's willing to blow this all up, because I think we're at anywhere between 35% and 60% of the people realize this is going on. They know the open borders. We know about the North American Union. We know about Waco, Oklahoma. We're a little fuzzy on 911. We're a little fuzzy on, but there's, it's so transparent. Surely a national figure can rise and challenge this.
Well, they could kill a national figure, or he could die of a heart attack, or could be struck by a bolt of lightning. But an idea, as V says, is bulletproof. Ideas and the truth cannot be stopped. You know, here's the analogy. $20 of the truth can destroy $1 trillion or $20 trillion of lies. And we're going to win, and this idea of liberty and freedom and reality cannot be defeated. And thanks to folks like you out there, sir, we're going to win with God's help.
Well, keep up the good work.
Thank you, sir. I'll try. Help us. Go to prisonplanet.com. Get our Oklahoma City reports. Get the documents. Get them out to the four winds. Message boards, MySpace, calling to talk radio, calling to Drudge tonight, calling to Beyond the Beltway coming up next. I mean, I want to hear you calling to Beyond the Beltway. Whatever subject they're talking about and working in. Call in. Get aggressive. Start your own websites. Tell everybody about Terror Storm. I made a $100,000 film. Put it out on Google Video for free. I may not be able to do that with the next one because I'll go broke, but, you know, Terror Storm, history, government-sponsored terror, Terror Storm, Google it. Google The Road to Tyranny to see the newscast and the footage of them taking the bombs out. Or go to Infowars.com and buy the DVDs, the high-quality DVDs. You can make copies of those and get them out and support us a little bit. All right, we're about to end this transmission, ladies and gentlemen. It is a real honor to be here. It's scary to do this. It's scary to cover these topics, but I've got to do it. I mean, I learned about this stuff back in college, and I've, for now, 12 years, almost 13 years, I'm 33 now, I've been doing this a long time, and I want my family to grow up and live in a safe, free society. See you back, same time next week, 4 to 6 Central. God bless you all.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN program. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
The disciples asked,